a brief exercise so that before you go out into the wintry weather, you have a thought in your head to go with it. So, if you turn in your Bible over to Isaiah 55, Isaiah chapter 55. Oh. I didn't realize that glasses made you speak louder. I don't understand it, but it comes out louder. I'll put them on. Therefore, Isaiah 55. As you know, my thoughts, said God, 8 and 9, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For reason, understanding, as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither. It drops down, doesn't go back up. God's way appear, and his word, and what he's doing. And what he does comes down like snow, like water, drops down to the earth. For as the rain, verse 10 again, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. As that is true for the weather, the snowflakes, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, neither void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Like the snow comes down, God drops the snow to the ground to take care of it. God has given us his word, and he takes his word like the snow and drops it down on top of us to accomplish his good will. Now, in the light of what we've been doing in Joshua, a little bit related to it, over, if you would please, to the book of Exodus and chapter 40. The book of Exodus and in chapter 40. If I may. And you would recall Israel out in the wilderness, out there in the wilderness for 40 years. And God took care of them for 40 years. In particular, going, if I can, to verse chapter 40, Isaiah, and in verse 34. And the cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. This is the dedication of the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the tent of meeting, where God would be in the middle of all 12 tribes. Verse 35. Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation. Why? Because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. God was in filling that place, filling the tabernacle, and Moses could just bow down in front of it. Now, the lesson, as we close Exodus, verse 36, when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward to in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. So for 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness, God led them every day. And they had to listen to God and watch the cloud by day and the fire by night. And they would sit tight, as you know, sit tight. When God said move, God would move the cloud or the fire, and it would lead them. And when the cloud stopped or the fire stopped, they stopped. They learned to what? In 40 years, that's how they lived. God directed their lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what he did. Now, doing that every day, God did a wonderful thing. They had to do it because God, it was big time. God was over the whole thing, literally, by the cloud and the fire. So, over if you could please, in the light of that, over to Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy in chapter 8, and you would remember that Deuteronomy is written 40 years, the 40th year after their exodus from Egypt. So, Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses rehearsing and reminding them of these 40 years that have gone by, where God led them, morning, noon, and night. Chapter 8, sliding down if I can, verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove, put thee on trial, put thee to the test, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. The worst words, Isaiah, like the snow, falls. When I speak my word, it falls down to accomplish everything I mean. When I say something, said God, that's what we're reading. We're reading what God has said to get it. So Israel was there, and they were tested for 40 years, and they were prepared. They were prepared to understand God has to lead them. Now, they had their attitudes and everything. They may do whatever, but when it was time to go, when the cloud moved, they moved. No, we don't find anyone saying, hey, we're going to stay back here. We like it where we are. We don't want to have to go anywhere else. God's given us a lot of water, and so therefore we're going to stay back here. You don't see any of that. The whole 12 tribes moved. Movement in one great mood. They all moved. Always all moved. Why? Because God was there leading them. And now, when God led them that way, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing that God did in the way that he did it. Now, and the benefits were huge. They never got sick. We had never had a problem. God kept them for 40 years. Over to, see it, you know it, over to Deuteronomy and 29. And Deuteronomy and chapter 29. And picking up, God reminding them, Israel before they crossed the Jordan. And chapter 29, picking up going directly in the light of what we're doing, chapter 29, verse 5, God reminds them, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxed old upon you. In other words, you have the same dress, you have the same pair of pants for 40 years. Never have to go to the laundry. Never to go to the laundry. And your shoes, the shoe is not waxing old upon your foot. And they don't, they're sandals they had. And that's what they wore 40 years in the rough, rugged land of the desert in the wilderness. For 40 years, they walked a lot. But the shoes never wore out. Nothing wore out. God fed them, kept them, protected them. 100%. Wow. What do you think of that? Would you be encouraged? They should have been super duper encouraged. So therefore, when we came to Joshua in chapter 1, a couple of pages away, what do we know? That every place that they took their foot, chapter 1, Joshua, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness, etc., all the way from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River. That's one big piece of property. He gave it to them. And all they had to do is what? What did they do in the wilderness? They just walked. When God said walk, that's what they did. And they walked around and around because they didn't get out of the wilderness, the Sinai. They didn't get out of it. Stayed in it. Round and around and around. That's what they did. And that's what they did. Now God said, you're going to cross the Jordan, and every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given to you. Now that's what, after 40 years, something should habit. We should get a good habit. And I started to say, think, well, we may not want to do this and want to do that, but you always end up moving. You always end up going. When the army moves forward, you can't say, I need to go and I need a break. I'm going home. Can't do that. When the army goes, you go. You're in trouble if you don't. Down, you go forward. No one stays behind unless you're sick or something. So you go forward. That's what you do. Now, and so here God tells Joshua, continuing the same movement, the same exercise, that every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon. And therefore, you're going to have wonderful, wonderful success. You had success in the wilderness. Nothing happened. You had wonderful. Now all you have to do is what? Look to God and walk. Walk in the territory that he has marked out for you in Palestine, etc. And walk and take the land. That's all you do. And it's yours. It's yours. My word, it's yours, he said. Now you go and walk and take that land and do so. And in doing so, as we've been looking at verse 7 and 8, when you go and take that land, you're going to go and listen, stay listening to me. Don't go to the left or right. Stay on course. And you're going to be able to prosper. You're going to be thinking right, doing right, coming out right. So therefore, do what I tell you. Follow my instructions. Exodus 40, when the cloud moves, you move. When the cloud stands still, you stand still. You learn to follow the Lord's leading. And that's what they did. Now what are they going to do crossing the Jordan? They're going to follow the Lord's leading. And whatever he does, and what's it going to do? That you may prosper and have good success. When you come to the end of verse 8, you have the same verb, remember. Thou shalt have good success. In other words, you're going to do what I tell you to do. You're going to be very wise about it. And therefore, you're going to be prosperous. What are you going to be? You're going to follow instructions. When you follow instructions, it's very profitable. Very profitable. God does what he does in his most wonderful, wonderful way because you're following instructions. That's what you're doing. Now, so therefore, and he's going to go, as we shared, meditate upon the word and all of these things. You're going to do that. And we looked at them. So now, jumping along if I can, go over to, you got the idea. You got the idea. They're going to be very successful. That's what they're going to be. Were they successful for 40 years in the wilderness? Yes. And now they're in the land, and they're supposed to continue being successful. Being successful in a most prosperous going forward. So therefore, over to Psalm 1, as we shared. And you will note in Psalm 1, if I may, picking up if I can, in Psalm 1, and you'll note Psalm 1 is the lead psalm for all of the 150 psalms. So it's the introduction, Psalm 1. Who was the one that fulfilled Psalm 1? The Lord Jesus Christ and the believing heart that knows him. So therefore, the lead as we get down all the psalms. So, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of, not in the counsel of the ungodly, but standeth not, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. On the contrary, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And that's what you read, and remember, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, verse 8. Meditate, weigh in silence. And we did, we can't do that now because it's abbreviated time. But weigh it. Let it really get into your head and heart. Hebrews chapter 4, 1 and 2. What was their problem? They didn't mix the word of God, the good news, with faith. They weren't believing. Faith, remember, is the foundation, is the substance, is the foundation. Faith grabs hold of a truth and holds it. And you know the truth because, see, faith is having it. Faith is having it. So that's how all the scientists and everyone that does things thinks, and computers and everything, AI and all of it. What do? They're thinking. You can't see what they see. It isn't anywhere. It's in their head. Inventing electricity, inventing anything. It's in their head. Building a building. The builder sees the building. It isn't even there. By faith, it is going to be there. Because what he sees it really. And he's telling you it's there. By faith. Faith supports God's word because you can't see it. You can't see God. But by faith, you're trusting God. And there's God. And the proof is God being here. And no one can disprove it, no matter how you cut the cookie. You can't disprove God. And he's present. He's invisible. But you can't get rid of him. No one gets rid of him. No one. And if you go far enough and fast enough, far enough and get whatever, and God needs to, he'll make himself known in some marvelous way. But you don't get rid of God. Now, so here's Psalm. The psalmist meditates, absorbs, chews, digest the word. I want to understand it. I want to believe it. I want to rest in it. Thank you. And verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the waters of rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And there's the same word you have in Luke, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Prosper, to go forward, to go forward. Right. Meditate, go forward. That's what you got to do. And you'll be successful. You'll be successful. Like a tree. The tree doesn't care about the weather. The tree just abides in the right place, in the right way. And the weathers, the seasons come and go, snow, rain, wind, summer, fall, doesn't make any difference. The tree just rests and abides. And that's what the believing heart, resting in God, that's what it's doing. That's what they should have learned a little bit in 40 years in the wilderness. And now they've crossed the Jordan, and they're supposed to exercise these wonderful truths. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you can, so God has to go and help us do all of this in a most wonderful, wonderful way. And in the process of doing it, remember, in all of this exercise, God's going to go and do what he does as only he can do it. So, over if you would please, over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, and in chapter 2. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and picking up in thought. And you know it. And so, now the believing heart, remember we in doing all this, in 2 Corinthians, the believing heart was to understand God's wonderful, wonderful grace and honor it. So therefore, and so as the believer does that, Paul practiced it. Paul practiced, God taught him, that's how he did it, because God taught him. For over 3 years he taught him in the desert land, he taught him. Now therefore, so Paul tells the Corinthians, the only way you're going to get with it, so that you get your act right and get all the blessing like the church in Ephesus, you're going to have to keep your heart right. And Paul said, let me tell you what you're supposed to, the Corinthian church is supposed to be enjoying. The people crossing the Jordan with Joshua and the people, they're supposed to be enjoying. Paul and the people in Corinth are supposed to be enjoying what? A wonderful, wonderful relationship to God that God has made possible in Christ. So therefore, verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always, and you have to keep that in mind. It doesn't say gives you triumph. He always, thanks be to God, which always causes by the exercise, think of Sunday this morning, in Romans 5. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph, to have the victory in Christ. In Christ, we always have the victory. And what else? And maketh manifest the savor, the fragrance of his knowledge. How so? By us in every place. We are the Airwick bottle. To God's the in the Airwick. Oh, I think you still have that. And you're the bottle, and you the branch, the bottle, and you carry God. And God, there you are. What a wonderful fragrance comes from your wonderful person. It isn't the bottle. It's what's in the bottle. It isn't the person. It's what's in the person. It's who is in the person. Now, we aren't like Israel as a nation. We aren't like them. No, it's grace in the light of the crucifixion of Christ and unbelief. And we have grace And God is demonstrating his wonderful person. So now we aren't possessing land. We don't have anything. In fact, God saved us out of the world. He leaves us in the world. And we aren't, and whatever you think you have, God said, I don't need any of it. I don't need it. No, he saved you to enjoy his wonderful person in his wonderful way. That's what he did. So therefore, Israel for 40 years, that's what they had. They didn't catch it, but boy, that's what they had. And they're going to cross the Jordan now, which we already have done. And they had a wonderful success because they were still practicing what? With the cloud and the God, we don't want to go without you. Now, having said that, and therefore, verse 14, God is going to give us, make us that air wick bottle, if that's a good illustration for you. You're going to be a fragrance. That's what you're going to be. In everywhere you go, you're going to be a fragrance. Yep. Kitchen, bathroom, wherever you go, you're going to be a fragrance. That's what you're going to be. Wherever you go. Because you carry me. And I'm a fragrance. I'm demonstrating what? That you are prospering. Don't go to the left and don't go to the right. And be wise, be intelligent of your relationship. Practice it as you go down the corridor of time. Practice that relationship in a wonderful way. And what? You're going to have good success. That's what you're going to do. Morning, noon, and night. Just like Deuteronomy 28:6. But God said, I'll be bless you. I'll bless when you go in the city. I'll bless when you go in the country. I'll bless when you get up. I'll bless when you go to bed. I'll bless you. I'll bless you. You can't be without my blessing. That's why it just says in verse 14, always causes us to triumph and makes manifest the savor, the fragrance of the knowledge, of his knowledge, not our knowledge, his word, like the snow falling from the sky. It has to happen. That's what God's going to do. It just is going to be. Now, having said that, this fragrance, go with me to Ephesians. And in Ephesians chapter 5, and you will note in Ephesians and chapter 5, picking up, if I may. And I'm going to go to verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor fragrance. God has given us Christ, and Christ is the Son of God, is God himself in your heart, and God has given you Christ. So what? That God is pleased so that your life, 24 hours a day, is a sweet fragrance to God. And you are successful. Whether you, 1 Corinthians 10, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, Colossians. Just do it. Relax. Because you don't have to take any piece of property. I don't want any property. I just want you, whether you're at work or school or home, I want you to be a vessel to show what? To show my wonderful person. And I will be the fragrance. That is, I'm going to satisfy God. And God is satisfied with my presence, as it were, in your life. So therefore you're going to have You'll always have good success. You're always blessed because of me. I'm a sweet savor and make your life sweet now. So how am I going to be a good success, God? What do I have to do to be a good success? Abide like the branch in the tree. Just do that. Now, put that together, Old Testament. In closing, over to Exodus. Exodus and chapter 30. As you would guess. Exodus and chapter 30. If I may. And picking up if I can. And you remember now, Exodus 30, in Exodus 30 and in verse 6. Meet with thee and burn incense. Okay, Exodus 30 and in verses. Okay. Okay, Exodus 30, verse 6. And thou shalt put it before the veil, that is, by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dresseth the lamps. He shall burn incense upon it. So here's the lamps. The only way you have any light in the tabernacle is that lamp. Otherwise, it's pitch black. Six layers of skin completely covered. It's black apart from that lampstand. And therefore, every morning you trim the wax so the light is always there. And when you put the light on, make sure you put the sweet incense. The place smells wonderful. So when you go in that enclosed place, all enclosed, this fragrance is wonderful. And that's what you do. And not only in the morning. Verse 8, and when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord, though throughout your generations. Therefore, and that's what you're going to do. So what are we going to do? So every day, the tabernacle, the temple, later, what are we going to do with the tabernacle? There's no time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's God's, the light's there. And the place is marked by a special formula that smells fragrance, sweet incense. Ephesians 5:2, Christ is the sweet incense in your life. And it makes the place smell good. It makes the place smell good. Good success. How do I have good success? By Christ, who is the successful one. And God. Then when we say Christ, God. God in the heart. Don't go to the left and right. We're looking to God, to our work, his wonderful life, in a most wonderful way. And he's going to go. And he, in your heart, when you can't do anything, and doesn't seem you're able to understand much, but you're trusting him. And God. That's why you're saved. That's why God is saved. God won't disappear. Because I may not appreciate any of this, understand it. But God does. And when he looks at you and me, the believing heart, he sees himself. And when he sees himself, he's satisfied. It's a sweet fragrance to him. And you're successful. I didn't do anything. No. But you are one successful follower. You're one successful believer. Because you're letting God be who he is. in a wonderful way. And it isn't anything you're going to do or fix or say or do some marvelous thing, like it says in Joshua. And God said, you crossed the Red Sea, you went across the Jordan River, and all of the nations of the world at the time know it. And I want them to know it. God wanted that very public, so that they would know the God of Israel is the God who did this. Now the God of Israel. Israel needs to honor that God. And God doesn't have to do any more miracles. God just has to have the Israelites trusting him with all their heart. God doesn't have to do a big thing in your life or mine. We're just us. We're just us. We eat what we eat and do what we do, limited as it is. And there's nothing spectacular, and nothing needs to be spectacular. Nothing needs the bottle of Airwick, as it were, the fragrance, just as fragrance. It's just as there. Just as there. That's all it is. Wow. Yeah. So you flunkies are all wonderfully successful in Christ. And you aren't successful because of your work or my study or I've written this or done that. You aren't successful because of that. No. Successful. Because you read and did a little bit in God's word. No. No. You're successful because God in you, God in Christ in you, has made you. You have given him, Hebrews chapter 3, a home. Literally, your heart is his home where he lives. And where he lives, he just is. Who lives in your house? God does. God does. And the fragrance, he's just there. So you're always successful. I got to quit. A little longer than short, but you got it. Shorter? How about? I hope you got a little bit to go out. It's still snowing, and you want to drive carefully, walk carefully, and do everything carefully, and go to bed carefully. Now, so we're going to close, and we're just close in prayer, and I hope you got a little bit. Our Father and God, thank you that we could be together. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Thank you, God. It isn't something we work up. We got to think about it and become. No, God, we'd never get it if that were true. You made it so simple and wonderful that you are to be our sufficiency. You are enough. You are everything for all that we do, think, and say. And our God, we thank you. We thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, take care of the snow, your safety on the road, walking, traveling. God, help us in every way. Thank you that we could be together, and be gracious and be merciful, and Spirit of God ahead of us as we go home carefully. And our Father will thank you in Christ's name. Amen.